As the top two candidates, two top candidates for Cincinnati Mayor, John Cranley and Roxanne Qualls, get ready for the fall election, we'll talk this morning with WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson about why the mayor is now allowed to be directly elected. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So it used to be the top vote getter became mayor, and now we hear, you know, this primary election, the general election coming up for mayor. Why that change a little more than a decade ago?
Well, because back in those days, in the 1990s, the top vote getter in the council election became the mayor. And prior to that, the council itself picked the mayor. Now, in those days, the mayor had absolutely no authority whatsoever. The mayor was a figurehead. The mayor presided over council meetings, but had no executive authority or no real legislative, just another vote on council. And back in the late 1990s, there was a wide group of organizations, business people, political people who got together and decided, look, we need a real mayor, one that has not a strong mayor like New York or Chicago, but one that at least has some authority. And in order to have that, you would almost have to have a direct election of that mayor. So that mayor would come out of the election process with a mandate over 50% of the vote. People would support this person. So in 1999, there was a charter amendment that gave the mayor broader powers and set up the system of direct election of the mayor. And of course, the first one took place in 2001.
Now, has it accomplished what it was expected to do by having a strong mayor? Do you think the people that really pushed for this got what they wanted?
Well, they did in the sense that, you know, now we know whoever is elected mayor, whether it's Mark Mallory or this time around, whether it's John Cranley or Roxanne Qualls, that person is going to have this mandate of over 50% of the vote. And also that person has authority. That person has the authority to name the committee chairs on Cincinnati City Council, presides over council, and actually sets the agenda for Cincinnati City Council. So the mayor has a whole lot more influence now than the mayor did back in the top vote-getter days or back in the days when council was just choosing somebody to sit and basically be a ribbon cutter.
Some have complained the primary was a waste of money, but former councilman and mayor and current council candidate David Mann wants to change the election process. Can you explain what it is he wants to do?
What David Mann wants to do is have a field race every 4 years for mayor where anybody can get in the race. You could have a long list of candidates, or you could have a short list of candidates. And the top two vote-getters, this would happen in the November election. The top two vote-getters would then face each other in a runoff election 2 weeks later. And, of course, you know, whoever gets 50% of the vote would become the mayor.
So is that likely to be approved?
Well, there are a few problems with what Mann has proposed. I mean, there's a period of time after every election. You have to wait 10 days before you can actually do the official count. You might have to push, now the mayor takes office on December 1st, you might have to push that back maybe to January 1st. It all depends on how such a charter amendment would be written if David Mann gets elected to council. And he says, if he is elected to council, he will present an actual charter amendment, which would probably go to the voters.
Ohio Governor John Kasich's name is being tossed around lately in national discussions. Why?
Well, there have been several things. One thing, Stu Rothenberg, who's a nationally known political analyst, did a blog recently where he was speculating that if Kasich comes through his reelection process in 2014 with a pretty good mandate, that suddenly he is going to become one of the top-tier Republican candidates for the GOP nomination in 2016. And there's no doubt that I think that Kasich has that ambition. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't want to talk about it. But way back in 2000, when he was still a member of Congress, he had a short-lived run for the presidential nomination. Of course, he lost and got out very quickly. But I think that's been in the back of his head for quite a long time. It all depends on what happens in next year's reelection campaign.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that, too. Lots going on.
Yes.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.